Hi, welcome to episode 355 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track 2 day, and we'll conclude Hebrews with chapters 12 and 13. After this, there's only 8 more New Testament books, and only one of those has more than 5 chapters, the book of Revelation. I think we'll probably finish the entire New Testament in about 7 weeks. Of course, the Old Testament is much longer than the New Testament. Also, with tomorrow's reading of Job, we'll conclude the books of poetry and wisdom. So, I'd like to ask you what you'd like to do moving forward. We can just start the New Testament and the books of poetry and wisdom all over again as we continue through the Old Testament, or I can read a portion of the Old Testament every day and one chapter of the New Testament or one of poetry and wisdom, or a whole different plan. Let me know what you'd like to do. Send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. How would you like to see us move forward? Our translation this week is the Contemporary English Version. Let's get started. Hebrews chapter 12. Such a large crowd of witnesses is all around us, so we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that just won't let go. And we must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to a cross because he knew later on he would be glad he did. Now he is seated at the right hand of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus, who put up with many insults from sinners. Then you won't get discouraged and give up. None of you have been hurt in your battle against sin, but you have forgotten that the Scriptures say to God's children, "When the Lord punishes you, don't make light of it, and when he corrects you, don't be discouraged. The Lord corrects the people he loves and disciplines those he calls his own." Be patient when you're being corrected. This is how God treats his children. Don't all parents correct their children? God corrects all his children, and if he doesn't correct you, then you really don't belong to him. Our earthly fathers correct us, and we still respect them. Isn't it even better to be given true life by letting our spiritual father correct us? Our human fathers correct us for a short time, and they do it as they think best. But God corrects us for our own good because he wants us to be holy, as he is. It is never fun to be corrected. In fact, at the time, it is always painful. But if we learn to obey God by being corrected, we will do right and live at peace. Now stand up straight. Stop your knees from shaking and walk a straight path. Then lame people will be healed instead of getting worse. Try to live at peace with everyone. Live a clean life. If you don't, you will never see the Lord. Make sure no one misses out on God's wonderful kindness. Don't let anyone become bitter and cause trouble for the rest of you. Watch out for immoral and ungodly people like Esau, who sold his future blessing for only one meal. You know how later he wanted it back, but there was nothing he could do to change things, even though he begged his father and cried. You have not come to a place like Mount Sinai that can be seen and touched. There is no flaming fire or dark cloud or storm or trumpet sound. The people of Israel heard a voice speak, but they begged it to stop because they could not obey its commands. They were even told to kill any animal that touched the mountain. The sight was so frightening that Moses said he shook with fear. You have now come to Mount Zion and to the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the city of the living God, where thousands and thousands of angels have come to celebrate. Here you will find all of God's dearest children, whose names are written in heaven. And you will find God himself, who judges everyone. Here also are the spirits of those good people who have been made perfect. And Jesus is here. He is the one who makes God's new agreement with us, and his sprinkled blood says much better things than the blood of Abel. Make sure you obey the one who speaks to you. The people did not escape when they refused to obey the one who spoke to them at Mount Sinai. Do you think you can possibly escape if you refuse to obey the one who speaks to you from heaven? When God spoke the first time, His voice shook only the earth. This time he has promised to shake the earth once again, and heaven too. The words once again mean that these created things will someday be shaken and removed. Then what cannot be shaken will last. We should be grateful we were given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And in this kingdom, we please God by worshiping Him and by showing Him great honor and respect. Our God is like a destructive fire. Hebrews chapter 13. Keep being concerned about each other as the Lord's followers should. Be sure to welcome strangers into your home. By doing this, some people have welcomed angels as guests without even knowing it. Remember the Lord's people who are in jail and be concerned for them. Don't forget those who are suffering, but imagine you are there with them. Have respect for marriage. Always be faithful to your partner, because God will punish anyone who is immoral or unfaithful in marriage. Don't fall in love with money. Be satisfied with what you have. The Lord has promised that He will not leave us or desert us. This should make you feel like saying, "The Lord helps me. Why should I be afraid of what people can do to me?" Don't forget about your leaders who taught you God's message. Remember what kind of lives they lived and try to have faith like theirs. Jesus Christ never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't be fooled by any kind of strange teachings. It is better to receive strength from God's gift of undeserved grace than to depend on certain foods. After all, these foods don't really help the people who eat them. But we have an altar where even the priests who serve in the place of worship have no right to eat. After the high priest offers the blood of animals as a sin offering, the bodies of those animals are burned outside the camp. Jesus Himself suffered outside the city gate, so His blood would make people holy. This is why we should go outside the camp to Jesus and share in His disgrace. On this earth, we don't have a city that lasts forever, but we are waiting for such a city. Our sacrifice is to keep offering praise to God in the name of Jesus. But don't forget to help others and to share your possessions with them. This too is like offering a sacrifice that pleases God. Obey your leaders and do what they say. They are watching over you, and they must answer to God. So don't make them sad as they do their work. Make them happy. Otherwise, they won't be able to help you at all. Pray for us. Our consciences are clear, and we always try to live right. I especially want you to pray that I can visit you again soon. God gives peace, and He raised our Lord Jesus Christ from death. Now Jesus is like a great shepherd whose blood was used to make God's eternal agreement with His flock. I pray God will make you ready to obey Him, and that you will always be eager to do right. May Jesus help you do what pleases God. To Jesus Christ be glory forever and ever. Amen. My friends, I have written only a short letter to encourage you, and I beg you to pay close attention to what I have said. By now you surely must know that our friend Timothy is out of jail. If he gets there in time, I will bring him with me when I come to visit you. Please give my greetings to your leaders and to the rest of the Lord's people. His followers from Italy send you their greetings. I pray that God will be kind to all of you. May God bless the reading of His Word. Remember the last chapter where the author of this book talked about that hall of fame of people of great faith, Moses, Abraham, Rahab, etc.? These are those who have gone before us, those who ran the race and finished. When the author, here in the opening verse of chapter 12, refers to a large crowd of witnesses, it's a sort of reference to the Olympic Games, where there was a stadium full of people gathered to watch contestants running a race. And as the contestants in a race keep their eyes focused on the finish line, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. And to run the best race possible, we must set aside anything that would hinder our best efforts. Then the author talked about the correction that we sometimes get from our Heavenly Father. Correction from a loving Father is not with the intent on retribution, but on correction in order to bring us into right action and godly living. A father that doesn't care about his children's welfare doesn't correct, but one who wants the best for them is diligent and consistent with discipline. So when God corrects us, we should be thankful. It confirms that we are His. And then the author tells us that we should be concerned about each other, and he gives specific ways to do so. We should welcome strangers, remember those in jail, be faithful husbands and wives, And don't fall in love with money, but be satisfied with what we have. Respect our spiritual leaders and make a sacrifice of worship to God, meaning that since the Mosaic sacrifice is no longer needed, the sacrifice we are to make is that of worshiping and honoring God. Yes, this book was written to the Hebrews, but it applies to us as well here in the 21st century. We are running a race, and all of us who belong to Christ can finish the race with a victory because He already won. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 355.lifespringmedia.com. And you can tweet me at @_SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. And also remember, I'd like to ask you what you want to do moving forward. You want to just start the New Testament and the books of poetry over again once we're done with them? Or do you want a different kind of a plan? I really would like to have your input. Tomorrow we're on track 3 and we will finish up the book of Job. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here.